bringing Gosport closer to you.
The Community Show
on Gosport Hospital Radio.
Sugar.
Good afternoon from me, Dave. We're with the Community Hour, and I'm with Christine Edwards. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Christine is a director at the Sarant Diabetes Association. Now, it all started in 2007. Tell me how this started, please, Chris.
Well, in round about 2005, 2007, there were quite a few Diabetes UK groups in the area. And we were doing quite a bit of fundraising for Diabetes UK, but we wanted to see something that was going to help people back here in this area, because although we were doing a lot of fundraising, we couldn't see any benefits. So we decided that we wanted to do something to help local people with diabetes in this area. And we thought we'd start a charity shop. And we were hoping that it would be a Diabetes UK holiday charity shop. But after we opened the shop, they really didn't want to be involved at all. So we agreed that we would start our own local charity. And that's how the Solent Diabetes Association started. And our first shop was opened in 2007 in Fareham, in West Street, Fareham. And the reason it was there, because we were really from the whole area, the reason it was in Fareham was because that was the cheapest premises we could find. We got a very good landlord, and also we got a good concession from the council, being a charity, and that's why we opened it in Fareham. But it's for the benefit of everybody in the South East Hants region.
So where does the area go in the South East Hants?
Well, if you can imagine a triangle going, say, from Hayling to Warsash and up as far as Petersfield, anywhere within that triangle, with Portsmouth bang in the middle, that is the area that is covered by our constitution.
Okay, and who were the first recipients from the money you made from the charity?
At first, we were dealing with children with type 1 diabetes, and one of the first things we were doing was buying teddy bears. We were buying them in bulk, small teddy bears, which then had patches sewn onto them on all the injection sites for the insulin diabetes injections, so that the children and their parents would know where to give the injections. And we gave them to the paediatric diabetes department at QA, and they were giving them out to all the newly diagnosed type 1 children.
I see. Now, I know at one stage there was holidays you used to send children on, but I don't believe they're still happening, are they?
The Diabetes UK holidays, they're run by Diabetes UK themselves, and they are usually in PGL holiday sites such as Osmonton at Weymouth is the nearest one to here, and they're run by Diabetes UK, and we were paying for children with type 1 to go away for a week, and it was an activity holiday, so they were kayaking and rock climbing, but they were learning about their diabetes in a safe environment. So we were paying for that. It's now Diabetes UK do these holidays free, so we don't have to pay for them anymore. And then we were sending children to Fairthorne Manor, which is run by YMCA.
Oh, yeah.
And it is down in the New Forest. And that is a holiday centre. And we were sending children who were at the clinics at QA on weekend holidays, activity holidays there. But as well as the children, we were sending trained nurses from the diabetes unit. So between every activity the children did, they were having their blood tested to make sure that they were safe to do these. And the parents knew the nurses, and the children knew the nurses, so they were in a safe environment. And we were paying for the nurses' time and for the nurses' fees to go there with the children.
I see. Now, later on, I think it was probably about 12 years ago, we opened up the Gosport shop.
Yes, that's right. 5 years after the Fareham shop, we opened the Gosport shop. Again, for the same reason, it was cheaper than Portsmouth, and also because it meant that our one paid manager could go between the two shops quite easily, and we could also transfer stock between the two shops. Having them so close together, it worked quite well, and we could move staff around as well.
So you have unpaid volunteers as well in the shops, as well as the paid staff?
We have one paid manager, one assistant manager who is paid, and then we have three paid staff that go between the two shops. Everybody else are volunteers. Or the board of volunteers, the board of director of volunteers, and we don't take out any expenses, so the money stays local.
And are you always looking for volunteers?
Always, yes. Like any charity, we're always looking for volunteers. And we're really anybody who's got some time to spare. It doesn't have to be a whole day. It can be a half a day. It can be whenever. I mean, if they can only do 2 or 3 days a month, fine. You know, we'd be very happy to take them. We'd be taking anybody who would be willing to volunteer in our shops.
And the shops, as you said, they can just pop in and see the manageress in the High Street in Gosport, which is two doors along from Nationwide, or in West Street up towards Aldi's. Right, shall we have a little bit of music?
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass, and pretty soon all my troubles will pass. Cause I'm in shoo, 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 sugar town. I never had a dog that liked me some. Never had a friend or wanted one. So I just lay back and laugh at the sun. Cause I'm in sugar, sugar town. Yesterday it rained in Tennessee. I heard it also rained in Tallahassee. But not a drop fell on little old me. Cause I was in sugar town. If I had $1 million or ten, sugar town.
Sinatra there from the 60s. Now, you do get support from other associations, Christine, I believe, do you?
Yes, although we don't do any fundraising as such ourselves. Many associations, local associations, make us their charity of the year or do special events in our to support us. And one of the first events was at Leon Solent Bowling Club, where they had a bowling evening. And the money came to the SDA, the Diabetes Association. This was followed by Gosport Snooker Club, who did quite a bit of fundraising. One evening we went there and we had a snooker tournament. But also one of the members there did a cycle ride for us all the way around Portsmouth and East Hampshire.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
And every time he stopped, we drove to his next stop to make sure that they had a drink. He was dressed as a teddy bear, a patch bear.
I think to collect the money, we had to go down their club and play them at snooker, didn't we?
That's right.
Yeah.
And my husband will always remember it because he was beaten by a man with his arm tied behind his back, you know. But they were very good to us and they raised quite a lot of money for us. Portsmouth Philharmonia did a concert for us for the society, and also Fareham WI for a couple of years, their Christmas tree competition. We got money from them. Last year, the Pompey Pluckers, the ukulele group, the charity ukulele group that go around to lots of gigs and lots of events, made us their charity for 2 years. There was us and one other charity as well. And last year they gave us £2,750, which was 1 year's for the charity of the year. And we are still their charity for this year. So thank you to Pompey Pluckers.
Tell me about Peter Winkworth. He was he was a volunteer at one stage, was he not?
Yes. Peter Winkworth worked in our shops. He was a lovely man, a very gentle person, very quiet. And we didn't know that he was quite well off. Well, he had several properties that he rented out. And in 2015, we got a legacy from Peter Winkworth after he died, and it was over £100,000. It was about £110,000, and we sat on this for a little while because we couldn't think what to do with the money. It had to be for the benefit of local people with diabetes. And then we came up with the idea of buying a caravan so that children could have a holiday. And this stemmed from, we were getting children coming back from the Diabetes UK holidays and the parents saying, Jimmy had a good time on his holiday, but his brother who didn't have diabetes didn't go. And we wanted something where the whole family could have a holiday. So we bought the two-bedroom caravan at Pagham Harbour, Church Farm Pagham Harbour, which is a Haven caravan site. And, excuse me, this was for children, families with children with diabetes during the school holidays. But then, during term time, it is available for anybody in this area with diabetes who wants a cheap holiday. The caravan is, the site is open from the beginning of March to the end of October. And as you can imagine, this year it's fully booked in the summer, but there are still spaces during term time where you could book a cheap holiday. And probably, I'm not quite sure, but I'm sure that we're already taking bookings for next year.
I do know that a couple of people have asked for Easter next year. Yeah, it does tend to go quick. And also, I know we've upgraded the caravan. It's now it's always been a six berth, but this is three bedroom now.
Three bedroom caravan, yes, on the same site as what the two bedroom one is, and with that they get the leisure facilities of the Haven site, which includes two swimming pools, restaurant, entertainment. And there is also a golf course right next to the site and a bird sanctuary. So, and it's on the bus route to Chichester and Bognor. And so I know that there are some people down there that they drive down and then they don't use their cars for the whole week. They use buses and the facilities on the site and have a nice cheap holiday.
Right, yeah, I know there are weeks available. You could always pop into one of the shops and pick up a little leaflet, or you could go onto the website, solentdiabetes.org.uk, or you could you can email Anne Dick, that's Anne with no E on the end, annedick@live.co.uk for any further information on that. And prices are probably less than half the price that Haven would charge you. Let's have another track, this time Joss Stone.
Sugar, somebody's trying to take your heart.
If you've got any questions for Christine today, you can always phone us on 07443 620 861, but we would ask that you don't ring while we're talking, just wait until there's a track come on. Right, next up, we're going to talk about 2016, 8 years ago, Chris.
People with type 1 diabetes who wanted the Freestyle Libre kit. This is the thing that you see lots of people with now, where they have a sensor on their arm and they can swipe it to see what their blood sugars are, to save them having to keep pricking their fingers. In 2000, this was not available at the time on the NHS, but in 2016, we had a request from the consultants at QA for the purchase of 100 Freestyle Libre kits so that they could assist the cost effectiveness of using these and maybe getting them onto prescription. And because of this, this area was one of the first in this area to prescribe the system for type 1 adults on prescription, because it was proved that it was cost effective against the number of times you had to prick your finger and the cost of the finger pricking sticks every day. Children followed soon after this because the parents could see that if the children had this Freestyle Libre, they could, the parents could access the children's results while the children were at school. The kids could go for sleepovers, they could go away on holiday because the parents could check their blood results at any time and find out, you know that they were safe. And so that was one of our first successes.
The Our Path thing, I remember this was for 150 type 2 diabetics, and I think you put £15,000 into this.
We did, yes. It was quite expensive, but what it was paying for 150 type 2 diabetics to reduce their blood sugars and medication and maybe to affect remission. Now, I'm talking of coming off medication. Lots of people used to think if they came off the medication, then their diabetes had gone. Actually, they were in remission. But 150 patients took part in this, in this area, and they received online counselling, face-to-face counselling, help with diet and exercise. And at the end of this, we had it was written up in the medical journal, and at the end of it, they found that at least 35% of the people after 2 years were still in remission and off medication. And so it proved a success. I mean, quite a lot more of these people had reduced their weight and reduced their medication, but 35% of them came off the medication altogether.
That's marvellous results, isn't it? I believe that Sonar Diabetes is one of the was it the first or the second place in the UK to fund this Our Path thing?
It was the first place in the country to fund it, yes.
And is it done with an app, I believe? Was an app involved?
There was at the time, yes. Mm. It was run via it was one of the consultants at QA who proposed it in the first place that we should go to it. It is now the same sort of thing is recognised throughout the country as a way to achieve diabetes remission in type 2 diabetics.
I believe that was Partha Kaur, was it, at
yes,
QA?
Yes, it was Partha Kaur at QA, who is now the spokesman to the government for NHS England.
And did he get an MBE or something?
He did, yes.
He got an MBE, that was very good. 2 years later, the Moving Faster Lifestyle Programme, what was that about?
Right, this was carb counting and exercise, and it was in conjunction with David Lloyd the gyms.
Oh, the gym people.
Gym people.
Yeah, the ex-tennis
they did all
guy.
The ex. Yes, they did all the exercise, and then the nurses. They were community diabetes nurses, were running the courses on carbohydrates, lower carbohydrates, and diet at the same time as these people were getting exercise classes at the gym. And again, a lot of them achieved remission through the Moving Faster lifestyle program.
Right, let's have another track, something a little bit heavier. We've still got the sugar theme in it, though.
Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe. Hey, hey! Yeah.
your Gosport Hospital radio station.
Welcome back. I've just had a phone call live on air from the manager of the shops, Sam, and she's asked me to remind people that they've got a Facebook page, Solent Diabetes Association, and you can go on Instagram, search for Solent Diabetes. It's sda.charity. Right, back to you, Chris. We're going to talk about mental health support.
Yes, in 2019... we had a request from QA from the adults pediatric diabetes team, the adult diabetes team, about young people that were transitioning from pediatric into adult services with diabetes. It was quite a problem because if you can imagine, one day the mum's cooking the food, the mum's seeing to everything, and the next day they're an adult and they're doing it themselves. These young people were maybe going to college or going to university for the first time, leaving home, living in flats with diabetes, and for the first time in their lives they were having to manage themselves.
Because I think help from the UK and whatever, it seemed to cease when they were 16, didn't
it? That's it. Yes. Yeah. But once you you were no longer a child and you're now an adult and you're supposed to be able to think for yourself, obviously. And at the same time, these young people, as I say, were leaving school and going into college. And there were quite a few psychiatric or psychological problems involved. And they were getting in the adult diabetes team quite a few of these young people who really needed some psychological help. And so they came to us and said, would we be willing to fund a psychologist to work a couple of extra hours? So it was about something like a couple of half days a week. We were funding for psychologists to go into the transition clinics to speak to these young people and to counsel them. We did this for 2 years and it proved so successful that the NHS took it over after 2 years. And so the service is still going on, but we no longer fund it.
It seems to me, Christine, that a lot of things that were initiated by the SDA, Solent Diabetes Association, were took up by the local authorities, because there are two authorities, I believe. There's the Southern Health Authority and the
Solent.
And the Solent. Yes. Now, what is the difference between the two?
Right. Solent Health Authority covers Portsmouth, the city of Portsmouth, because anything within the city of Portsmouth, in the Portsmouth postcodes, comes under Solent Health. Southern Health covers most of Fareham, Gosport, Meon, and that area. And so the two different health authorities, and quite often we get a request from one followed by a request from the other for exactly the same thing, because they actually don't talk to each other very much.
Yeah, I know last year, well, going back a few years, there was always a patients conference.
Yeah.
And a lot of the chemical companies, well, they're not really chemical.
The drug companies.
They used to fund a stand and whatever. And then obviously COVID came along and that all went by the by. Now, last year, I know the SDA, they funded a patients' conference in Portsmouth. But this year, there's been a glitch, I believe.
Yes, the glitch was we were asked to fund it again, as we always had done, and we had done for about 10 years. But this time we were told that it was just for people from Portsmouth. Now, our two shops are in Fareham and Gosport. So most of the money that comes into the SDA through the shops is from people from Fareham and Gosport. And we felt that it seemed unfair that those people from Fareham and Gosport would not be able to go to the patient conference. So we reluctantly said that we didn't feel, under our constitution, that we could fund the conference if it was just for patients from Portsmouth.
And do you think there's hope in the future that you could perhaps set it up yourself and run it?
It would be lovely. There are thoughts about it, and maybe some, you know, sort of, we've been talking about it, but it would have to be done with the cooperation from both Southern and Solent Health.
Right. The other thing, while I'm thinking about, I know we've been asking for volunteers to work in the shops and whatever, but I believe a lot of our directors, they're getting that much older, ill health and things like this. So we're always looking for new directors on the board.
Definitely. And one of the things, there are two very important jobs at the moment that we need to be filling. And one of those is the secretary. At the moment, I'm doing quite a bit of the secretarial work and some of the administration work. But we really need a secretary, and also we could do with somebody with some HR experience, maybe somebody who's just retired, maybe somebody who's thinking that they have some time to give, because we only actually meet face-to-face about four times a year, and most of our communication is done by... on emails or by phone. So it is not that onerous a task, but it needs people with the knowledge to run a charity.
And the other thing is people can actually join the association without actually getting involved.
Yes, exactly. To join the association, all you have to do is fill in a form and that's it. The only financial stipulation would be that if the charity closed, if it was suddenly to go bust, they would be liable to pay about £10. That is the only thing. Membership would give you the chance to find out what we're doing, any events that are going on, how we're spending the money that we make in the shops, because we send out newsletters. And then once a year there is an AGM, usually held somewhere in Fareham, usually at the Holy Trinity Church in Fareham, but that is a once a year commitment. So anybody who wishes, and you don't have to have diabetes, it might be somebody who just would like to support the charity or somebody with diabetes in the family, all you have to do is sign a form in the shops.
Right, and the other thing, you can always gift aid. If you've got any donations to the shops, you can gift aid them. They get an extra 25% on that. Let's have a little bit more music.
Thank you. advice. If you love someone, don't think twice.
Love you, baby love. Sugar, baby love. Love her anyway. Love her every day.
Yeah, one era that was, the 70s. Don't forget, if you've got any offers of help, you can just pop into the shop, have a word with the manageress or whoever's in there, and you can email silentdiabetes@gmx.com. Right, Chris, let's talk about Scandinavia. I believe that's where the Gluco device came from.
Yes. Now, the Gluco device, this was a device where the nurses at the diabetes unit have a device that they can plug into anybody's glucose monitor. So if you prick your finger and you have any sort of monitor at all, this Gluco can access all the results for, say, 2 months and make it into a graph, so that when the patient goes to diabetes clinic, you plug in this device into the patient's meter, any meter.
And this has stopped them having to go to the hospital and for this, visits.
Yes. What happens then is that they can produce, nurse can produce a graph, and you can see exactly when your blood sugars are going up, going down, what sort of activities they've been doing at the time, and why the blood sugars are like they are. And it's to help, really, with trying to interpret the trends and patterns and to make clinical therapy changes. And they have proved that by using the glucometer, they have been able to improve patient outcomes by 95%. And what they're doing is reducing the times that you need to go to the hospital or to clinic, because the nurses can access your records.
Well, this is also making the country that bit greener, isn't it? Not having to
travel.
It certainly is. It wasn't cheap either, I don't think, was
and
it?
Not this? It was quite expensive. But altogether, for one year, it was £3,386.
And how long has that been going on now?
Is this is the second year, yes. But if you take into account, if you're going to QA, to clinic, you're parking, you're getting there, the time you're sitting around in clinic doing nothing, waiting for your appointment, which is never on time. So patient time, nurse time, parking fees and all the rest of it. This is a great improvement. And, you know, we did it for a year to see how successful it was. And we have now continued this on to the second year.
That's great, that is. Now, what about the programme to update the practice nurses in QA, I believe this is, isn't it?
At first, the first request we had was in 2003, last year. And it was a programme to update 20 practice nurses on diabetes remission. Now, we are all for our patients and our customers and people that come to the shop, knowing, especially the type 2 patients, knowing about diabetes remission. And we felt that if we were training the practice nurses, who are the ones that are dealing with us, with the diabetics, 20 practice nurses are going to be seeing hundreds of patients. And so therefore, we felt that this was a good thing to do. And so last year, we paid for 20. Now, that was 10 nurses from the Portsmouth area, 5 from Fareham and 5 from Gosport. This year, we have just sanctioned to do this exactly the same remission course. And again, it's for 10 from Portsmouth, five from Fareham and five from Gosport. So these practice nurses will feel more enabled to be treating the patients in the surgeries and teaching people more about diabetes remission.
And this is something that you've had to fund as well from the funds from the Southern Diabetes Association?
Yes, this is fully funded from the Solent Diabetes Association, and that was at the cost of £1,200 last year and the same again this year.
Right, so we're always looking for donations, yes?
Certainly, and not only have we had donations from, as I said before, from some of the big associations, we also have individual donations, often in memory of loved ones. And people that just want to come in and say, I'd like to donate to your charity.
That's great. Okay, let's... no sugar song this time, but a guy called Sugar Ray. Talks, awareness talks all over the place as well.
Yes, I regularly give awareness talks to various local groups and associations, and if we receive a speaker's fee, they get paid funded back put back into our to fund our activities. The SDA are members of Community First and One Community, and they often have awareness events, health awareness events, and we always have an information stall at any of them run by them. In fact, just this week we've heard that there is going to be one by Community First later on, I think it's in July sometime, and we will have a stall there. In fact, we've got one tomorrow at an awareness event in Cosham, which is at the Kettle Community Centre in Cosham. And this is run basically by Diabetes UK. But they're asking for anybody who was interested in diabetes or had any information about diabetes if they would like a stall. So we're having a stand there tomorrow. And that is running from 10 o'clock till, I think it's 1 o'clock, in the Kettle Community Centre in Cosham. So it's free. Anybody would like to come and learn more about their diabetes, that's where to come. But we also, as I say, go to any other events that we're asked for. And so if you have a group or in a community association which regularly has speakers and you're short of speakers, we're here. All you have to do is get on our website and make a request and we will get back to you. And then I attend weekly sessions in Portsmouth where newly diagnosed type 2 people go. This has got the acronym is DESMOND, and that stands for Diabetes Education and Self-Management for Ongoing and Newly Diagnosed People with Diabetes. Now, this has been running for about over 10 years, I think, and I go along, just spend about 5 to 10 minutes telling them about the SDA and what there is out there for people with diabetes apart from what they can get on the NHS, because lots of people don't realise that we're here and we're here to serve the community, the diabetes community. That's what we set up our charity for, and it's been going, as I say, since 2007, and we are still going strong. So the Desmond sessions are quite useful for meeting people, new people with diabetes.
Okay, I think that's about it. It's been a marvellous little chat, and I'm sure everybody's learned a lot about silent diabetes and about diabetes themselves. And don't forget, pop into the shops, have a word. There's always leaflets and magazines in there. And I'd like to say a big thank you to Christine for coming along today. And perhaps you'll come back another day.
Yes, maybe. Thank you very much for asking me.
Thank you.
Good luck with your diabetes, everybody out there.
Oh, honey, I'm so in love with you. Say we'll always be together. Tell me you love me too.
playing Gosport's best music 24 hours a day.
On air and online at www.gosporthospitalradio.co.uk.
Since 1993.
This is Gosport Hospital Radio.